bag full of dollars.
The whole world has been turned away from real money and has been fooled into using currency. A deceitful imposter that is silently stealing your two most valuable.
You're now tuned into Incident Radio with your host, myself, Zia. This is on CITR 101.9 FM. I got a very exciting show this week. It's all CanCon, Canadian content from the Canadian Riviera and beyond. Very excited about the first half of the show. Got a good homie from Toronto and his buddy have made a project called the Dollar Bin Brothers. And I'm really stoked to play a bunch of their stuff. So that'll be the first half of the show. And the second half, taking you through a taste of the Canadian Riviera from all of your favorites from 1-800 Hyde Street. Florist. Some Mood Hut stuff. You know, it'll be a good time. I'm gonna run through the events real quick right now. I mean, speaking of Florist, if you're in Australia, definitely go peep him. He has a string of dates there, which should be really good. As for the weekend here, not a ton going on Friday night. A sweet rap party called Just Relax is going down with Cam Krills, a host of other really rad rap DJs, very talented. Tonight at the Boxcar, there's a really rad dance music night or record, whatever you want to call it, called Vibe Corridor with Pacific Rhythms, Derek D. Should be a good one. Saturday night, you got Background Radiation 5. They've done a bunch of these parties. So you got a Background Radiation on Saturday at Club TBA, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, that's your weekend. Anyways, keep it locked. You're listening to the Dollar Bin Brothers right now.
Roughly 5,000 years ago, the Egyptians started using gold and silver as their predominant form of currency. But it was not yet money. The pieces of gold and silver that they were using were odd sizes and weights, odd purities. So it still was not interchangeable, where each unit is the same as the next. This meant that nothing really had a price yet.
Is the cost of one form of currency in another form of currency. In other words, if you exchange one Swiss franc for 80 Japanese yen, you really just purchased a different form of money.
We'll be right back.
There's a lot of smoke and mirrors in economics, and I've sort of made it my job to lift the fog. National currencies are really a tool used by the government and the financial sector to leech away your time and your freedom.
Money or your life, money, hurry and choose what you lose.
Fairly well accepted definition of what money is. The question is, as you apply that definition to particular things that are that people claim to be money, do they fit the definition? We'll just take the paper dollar, for example. How well does it perform those functions? Well, store of value. The dollar has lost 95% of its purchasing power since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. So not very good as a store of value.
Currencies are vitally important to the way modern economies operate. They allow us to consistently express the value of an item across borders, countries, oceans, and cultures.
We'll be right back. I might have my name. Like, we all like to use the same name. Like, sometimes I'm Mike. I don't feel like I need to be like one person, because if you be gangster, you gotta be gangster all your life. You be this guy, you gotta be the lover all your life. Then you make a change, people can't accept it. That's and I think that's what happened, like with Octagon and stuff, people going out to do that.
Your true wealth is your time and freedom. Money is just a tool for trading your time. It's a container to store your economic energy until you're ready to deploy it.
You're locked into CITR, Internet Radio, and you're listening to the sounds of the Dolivan Brothers.
My richness is life.
Brothers. Doctor serious about this?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Because it's real.
How can I know that, Mr. Shen?
How?
Yes, how? Help me out here. Please. How?
Nothing. But that's how it always begins. Very small.
People are amazed that after 5,000 years, the pyramids are still here. But what I'm more amazed at is that the currency that the people that built this were using, that currency, that gold and silver that they were using in trade on a daily basis, is still around today. It may have been melted down and re-refined, and it's in a coin or a bar or in some piece of jewelry, but it's still with us today.
Designed for people to use, for people to use. You know, it's just a tool, another tool. The way an axe is a tool. An axe can be a tool to cut wood to build a house, or it can be a tool to slaughter your neighbor, you know. The same thing, a synthesizer can be a tool to really hurt people's ears or interfere with their lives. It can be a tool to make a really nice-sounding instrument. This is why it affects people, you know,
it all the nice on the together.
And no matter what kind of machines and instrumental sounds we have, we use them according to... machines part we feel. We have to plug it in. You see, the dynamo was sitting there, so we plug it in. It doesn't plug itself in. It doesn't program itself. Yet.
It's on the way, though.
It's on the way. You know, but we have to make the program. We have to make the thing. We have to learn how to utilize it to make the This is why, you know, me and I can get together. And no matter what kind of instrumental sounds we have, we use them according to what we feel.
Amiga, what that you got there?
A bag full of dollars.
The currency in your pocket is a medium of exchange. It's a unit of account because it's got numbers on it. It's somewhat durable, it's portable, it's divisible in that you can make change, and it's fungible. A dollar in my pocket buys the same amount as a dollar in your pocket. But because governments can print more and more and more of it, and dilute the currency supply, it's continually transferring wealth out of your pocket, out of your bank, to the government, and to the bank, and to the bank. The currency was a note they gave you that was a claim check, only a claim check on the money, the same as if you go to the dry cleaners and you give them your shirt and they give you a claim check for your shirt. The value is that shirt at the dry cleaners, not the piece of paper that says that you own that shirt. We'll be right back. Over the last 5,000 years, only gold and silver have maintained their purchasing power. There have been thousands upon thousands of fiat currencies, currencies that are unbacked by gold or silver, and they have all gone to zero. It's a 100% failure. System works is something that isn't actually hidden away from all of us. It's out in the open, but it's complex and people just they can't see how it works. It's hard for them to imagine that we're living in such a hoax.
Take the money, never have to run.
And that was that, the first half of Inside Out Radio. For the past half hour, you heard the sounds of the Dollar Bin Brothers. If you want more, look for the Dollar Bin Brothers on SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah. I'm going to cut two commercials. We'll be back with more sounds. Specifically things from the Canadian Riviera. Keep it locked. This is Inside Out Radio.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, I am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up.
Oh,
And you're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, and the show is Internet Radio. Keep it locked in another 30 minutes of tunes. We got a real unreleased heater on our hands right now. And that was that, another hour of Inside Out Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Look for us on Facebook at Inside Out Radio. Look for me on Instagram at Z-E-E-G-H. And look for me also on Twitter at Z-E-E-A-A. That's a lot to remember. Until next week.